Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Frank in White Plains.
Frank, how are you?
Joe.
Frank!
A couple weeks ago, you told me I panicked, Joe. What happened now with the Mets?
Well, I'm still not panicking, though.
What?
I'm still panicking.
You're not panicking?
No, I'm not really.
Hey, Joe.
What?
I don't think they're going anywhere, but I'm not panicking.
I'm
older than you, Joe. I'm going to be 69 next week.
God bless you. And you look better than me. God bless you.
No, I don't. You look fantastic. No, I always watch you on SNY and stuff.
Well, I don't do that anymore, though.
They are not going anywhere with Terry Collins. Still, I want
Frank, you could kill Terry Collins all you want. I mean, there's nothing. What do you want Terry Collins to do right now with this team? What do you want him to do?
He doesn't know what to do anyway, even if you give him everything, Joe.
They got to the World Series, Frank. Stop it.
I mean, last year when they were, it looked like they were dead and buried. They made a run at the end of the year and still made that one game playoff. I you know what? We don't love Terry Collins, but you can't kill Terry Collins for what's gone on this year.
Hold on. We got to go back 30 seconds. You're not panicking,
really,
but you don't think they're going anywhere? What, have you given up?
No, I haven't given up, but I'm panicking.
But
I don't want to use the word panic on May 8th, 19th.
But you don't think they're going anywhere.
Well,
is that panic?
I'm not confident. I'm not confident. I think maybe it's more like I've resigned myself to the fact that it's not going to happen this year.
How could you do that?
Because I am. I'm resigning myself.
You are
this
very
way,
healthy.
If they do, then I'll be pleasantly surprised. I'm not going to put myself through the ringer, okay, of day by day, got to win today stuff. Let me see them go on a run, and then let me be surprised. But as far as panic, I'm almost like I'm reconciling myself to the fact they are not going to be in the World Series this year. I am not totally reconciled to not making a playoff.
How are you able to do that?
I don't know why, thinking they were a World Series team. Because I was wrong, and I'm wrong a lot.
I know, but you're a Met fan.
I understand. That doesn't mean I'm not going to watch him. That doesn't mean I'm not going to root
for
him.
I'm not saying you're not going to watch him.
I don't want to panic. You know, panic to me is like, don't panic.
So what would ever cause you to panic about the Mets then if you're not panicking now when you say you're resigned to the fact they're not going to get to the World Series?
I don't know. I don't know what the word.
Have you ever panicked about the Mets? Then? You have. You've definitely
panicked
about the Mets. So what heck's going on?
I don't know. I just. I don't know.
Where's the old Joe Beningo?
I don't know, but I'm not panicky. I'm not just. I can't say I'm sitting here like, you know. Oh my God. No. I'm. Because it's still relatively early in the year.
I completely understand.
You know, if it's July 19th, they're still in this situation, I'm done.
The thing I'm confused about is that, not that you aren't, look, if you told me, Evan, it's Met, like exactly what you just said.
I really don't. I'm trying to look at it rationally.
That's fine, but then in the next sentence you say, I resigned myself to not going anywhere. Well, that would cause one to panic.
I guess.
To the Mets, the whole winter we thought they were World Series contender. After a month and a half, we're just resigning to the fact they're not.
I don't know. It's just, I'm beaten down.
Wow.
I'm a little beaten down.
You really are beaten
down.
But it's probably.
They got off to a decent start, and then it's the roof has collapsed.
Yeah. I'm panicking. Yeah. I am flat out panicking that this team is not going anywhere, and it's going to be a lost season.
Yeah. I know. I think that we're on our way to that.
Oh, my God. They're well on their way to that.
But, again, we can only be, because we are already at that point, we can only go one way now, and if they do turn it around, then we're, look at this. How great is this? When we all thought they were dead. So
wow.
It is May 19th.
You're very rational.
I'm telling you.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm getting too old now. I think age is setting in on me.
God, I need some of that.
You know? You don't want to be 30 years older than you are.
I don't want that aspect, but every night after the Mets lose, it's like I've been through a war, and I look at it, I'm like so upset every night. And I get over it after a little bit of time. You know, I look at my son and say, that matters. Yeah. You know, here's a baby in the world. That's cool.
But you're going to get to a point where you say to yourself, okay, I mean, it's just not happening this year.
I know,
am I going to kill myself over this? And if they do go back and do turn it around, then we're going to be like, oh, this is tremendous. Look at this. Gritty team they are.
Like last year.
Right.
I'm sick of last year.
Yeah.
I want to win a damn championship already.
Bro,
and this
please.
Team came so close 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And they blew it.
Yeah.
They all blew it. Every one of them blew it.
No, I know.
Every one of them. You name that. Familiar blew it. Collins blew
everybody
it.
Blew
even
it.
Murphy,
everybody
our boy
blew
Murphy blew it.
We could say everybody blew
Cespedes,
it.
Cespedes, the
Cespedes
whole crew.
Cespedes didn't hit. Nobody, they all blew it. You're right.
There's one guy who didn't blow it. Noah Syndergaard, because he won his game he pitched.
Yeah, he did.
That was it.
The one guy.
It's the one guy.
Yeah.
The rest of them blew it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we'll come back with more of your calls.
I don't want to be panicky. I got enough aggravation without being panicky. You know what I mean? I don't want panic on May 19th.
All right. Well, I'm panicking.
All right.
So the Mets
Maybe
fans
now,
were panicking.
Now,
I'm with
let's
you.
See where we are a month from now. June 19th, I'll panic. How's that?
But how can you panic if you've already resigned yourself
well,
to the
because
do you see what I'm saying?
No,
I don't
I know.
Get that
well,
part.
So I take all the panic out of it, and all we could do is get hot and get better, and then I don't. Then I'm happy.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you won't panic. The only time you'll panic is if they turn it around and then blow it.
Yeah.
Like 07.
I would be. Yeah. That now we're talking about something else again.
That's what I heard you panic.
That is a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, it's been terrible so far for the Mets. But it's more of a disaster to, you know, have a 7-game lead with 10 games to play.
It's a different
Whatever
kind of disaster. But the reason why this one is more frustrating
I know,
is
we thought it was going to be.
We really thought. We looked at this pitching staff and said, wow, they're a championship caliber team.
Yeah.
What a moron I was.
Well, me too.
And you were all
well,
morons.
We were. I thought that, look, I told you, I was the most confident since the 85 going into 86.
What
was I thinking about?
Right. That's why I'm upset and panicking.
I'm upset, but I'm not panicking.
All right.
I'm mad, but I don't want to say I'm sitting here. I'm just unhappy.
The weather is so nice.
That's what it is.
If it was cold right now, you'd panic. I think that's
it. We were in Chicago and it was not. I'll never forget the day. Remember when we were in Chicago?
Yes.
And it was 40 degrees and it was like the end of May and Recco has got to point out, it's 87 here in New York. The sun's out. It's 87.
I mean, in fairness, you asked.
I'm buying parkas.
You asked for it.
We're buying parkas at Wrigley Field.
You want to hear something great? Right now in Chicago.
What's 45.
Raining 43.
Oh, my God. That is hot. Raining 43.
I'm not kidding.
That
it's supposed
is
to
as
rain.
Bad as it gets.
It's supposed to rain all day. The high is 49.
There is nothing worse than raining 43.
Oh,
I mean, it could be 0 degrees out, but the sun's out, and that's better than raining 43.
Right now.
Right, Joe? Am I right about that, Joe?
No, I agree with you.
It's horrible.
Right now, the weather is better in Anchorage, Alaska than Chicago, Illinois. Not even kidding.
Wow.
It is warmer in Alaska at 7 a.m. than Chicago.
What's the
right
weather
now?
In Alaska right now?
Well, it's 44, so they beat them by a degree.
But the sun's out, right? Or is there no sun right now?
No sun right now.
Are they in the point now where it's all darkness?
It's mostly darkness, yeah. No, it's the other way around. It's mostly sunlight.
Yeah, but Alaska also has that period when it's all dark, right? For like a month or so?
Yeah, right now is actually the opposite. It's like, I think it's bright in Alaska.
So I could play, Alaska right now, if it was warm enough, I could play golf at 1 a.m.
Close. I don't know about 1 a.m, but close. I don't know if it's
I want to say the longest day is 21 hours of daylight.
In Alaska?
Yeah.
Here, like I got the information.
4 a.m. to 1 a.m.
I got it. Here it is. I'm going to tell you right
let's
now.
Hear it.
Sunrise is at... Because
we do a lot here. You know?
Sunrise is at 5:01 a.m.
In Anchorage.
In Anchorage.
Right.
Sunset right now is 10:52. So you're not fully there yet, but you could play golf at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Tee off at 7 and pretty much get 18 in.
Yeah, so sunset's not
until
close to 11.
And what's the time difference there? Well, how many hours?
5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, so right now it's 6:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
So the sun is out.
Yep.
But it's cloudy.
Yeah.
The point is it's a degree warmer in Anchorage than Chicago.
Right.
So to our friends in Chicago, all we have to say to you is,
and Memorial Day, hold those barbecues for next week, okay?
I can't believe it's 43 and rain.
Well, how can you not believe it? This is the time of year we were there.
Yeah, but we're not there.
I know. Thank God for that.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll never forget the records. Oh, yeah, it's 87 and we're in beautiful here.
Well, it was.
I know. I'm just saying. It was funny.
Oh, Chicago. Poor Chicago. Yeah. By the way, it's supposed to go up to 70 tomorrow, so it'll get
better. Chicago?
Yeah. Today's just a really bad day.
All right.
Really bad day.
All right, so it'll be the same weather as here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.